wanted wit, I'll swear she lacked no tongue. Just 17 years of age, this woman was no more, yet she would scold with anyone from 20 to 80. The cocking of a scold, the cocking of a scold, which if you will but stay to hear, the cocking of a scold, as nimble as an eel, this woman's tongue did wag, and faster you shall have it run than any ambling nag. But we that she were moved once, the sport was not so ill. The cocking of a scold, the cocking of a scold, which if you will but stay to hear, the cocking of a scold, each man might quickly know when has the game begun, but none could tell you for his life what time she would have done. She was a famous scold, a dainty scold in grain. A stouter scold was never bred, nor born in Turngain Lane. The if you will but stay to hear, the cocking of a scold. Upon a time it chanced, and she did thus allege, a neighbor's maid had taken clout from the hedge, for which great trespass done, this wrong for to requite, she scolded very handsomely 2 days and one whole night. The if you will but stay to hear, the cocking of a scold, which something did molest the neighbors round about, but this was nothing to the fits that she would thunder out. But once the truth sun did sleep, the cocking of a scold, the cocking of a scold, which if you will but stay to hear, the cocking of a scold, 6 weeks.
Wildly did miscall the
age if you will but stay to hear the cocking of a scold. Thus night and day she sent such brawling from her dressed that ne'er a neighbor in the town could take one hour's rest, which when the justice knew this judgment then gave he, that she upon a cocking stool should jointly punished be. The but stay to hear the cocking of a scold. Upon three market days this penance she should bide, and everything fit for the same the officers did provide. 100 archers good did first before her go, 105 nimble shot went next unto the row. The but stay to hear the cocking of a scold. 100 armed men did also follow there, the which did guard the gallant scold with seen pikes and spears, and trumpets sounded sweet in order with them comes a company most orderly with pleasant fifes and drums. The but stay to hear the cocking of a scold. And 40 ferrets then on sundry perches high were carried eke before she scold. And 40 parrots then on sundry perches high were carried eke before the scold most fine and orderly. And last of all, perfect tokens of a scold, well known in every but stay to hear the Kakinava scold. Then was the scold herself in a wheelbarrow brought, stripped naked to the smock, as in that case she ought, needs tongues about her neck, were hung in open show, and thus unto the cocking stool this famous scold did go. The Kakinava scold, the Kakinava scold, which if you will but stay to hear, the Kakinava scold, then fast within the chair she was most finely bound, which made her scold excessively, and said she should be drowned. But every time that she and trumpet sounded brave, for joy the people skipped the Kakinava scold, the Kakinava scold, the Kakinava scold, which if you but stay to hear, the Kakinava scold. 6 times when she was dunked within the water clear, that like unto a drowned rat she appear, the justice thinking then to send her straight away. The constable she called knave, and knaved him all the day. The but stay to hear, the Kakinava scold. Upon which words I wot, they dunked her straight again, 12 times o'er head and ear. But still reviled them all. Then toot again they go, till she at last held up her hands, saying, "I'll no more do so." The stay to hear the cocking of a scold. Then was she brought away, and after for her life, she never durst begin to scold with either man or wife. Should their neighbors every day be sure to live in quiet, the cocking of a scold, the cocking of a scold, which if you will but stay to hear.